On this episode of Chicago Beer Pass, Josh from Black Lung Brewing joins us to give the lowdown about everything that they're doing, how they're dealing with the pandemic, and what they've got planned for the future. All that and more on this episode. Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The Black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick Wayne.
And we got a special guest as we continue our stay-at-home podcasting and drinking. We got Josh from Black Lung Brewing. Welcome.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, this is great. It's like you have recently started getting your beer out there, and you recently sent us some, so it's cool to like talk to you and see how you're going in this new world we're in, basically.
Crazy new world. Yeah.
But first, you sent us some beer. I'm drinking the local J. It's your hazy IPA. This, I think, is my first hazy IPA since the quarantine. I had a lot of, like, lagers and, I think, a couple, like, session IPAs. So this is a real treat for me now.
Yeah, so you guys been hitting a lot of lagers and stuff lately. Mm-hmm. I was listening to some shows.
Yeah, that's all Brad, man. Brad, he circles some fun beers that neither one of us might not get on our own. Well, I sure as hell wouldn't get on my own, so that's always exciting.
Right on.
Nick, what do you got? It looks like you got a hazy there, although we can't see the video. We're just doing the audio, but it looks like you're drinking.
Yeah, it's cool that we're recording in video, because we're recording in person. But yeah, I got my trusty Chicago Bulls pint glass, and I got a little hop butcher. I got, this is Halogen Farm, so this is Big Secret and Simcoe. It's a Dippa.
Nice. Hold on. And
I'm drinking one of my own, Tropic Nights. It's a hazy double IPA with Vic Secret and Centennial. Huh. Super pineapple-y in the black lung can glass.
Nice. Yeah, I got.
Man, you got some kind of. She's like a geisha or something. What is she? What she got on? Who's that on that can, man?
On the can. So
yeah.
So this gal is was dreamed up by my artist and my close friend Matt Mays. He's on Instagram too, and I just kind of call him up and pitch him an idea, tell him what I'm thinking, like tropical nights, like a sob story, like whatever. And I'll kind of run through some ideas with him, and he'll come back with this wicked art, and we cover the can with it.
I like that. Sorry, Brad. What are you over there sipping on, man?
Oh, I got the local J, the hazy local IPA. J. Yeah.
Right on.
In my far and away glass, as we're all far and away from each other. So felt appropriate. Cool. So, Josh, I know, and I'm sure a lot of people know very little about Black Lung. How did this all come about, and how did you start this up here?
Well, I really started getting into brewing after I really got back into craft beer. I got back into craft maybe 6 years ago, and I was traveling for work and visiting all the breweries in all the different cities in the Midwest and even in Colorado, and started home brewing, and it was like a drug, and I was immediately addicted. So I just homebrewed constantly and really started working on recipes and tightening them up. Ran into problems like getting rid of beer, so I started doing all kinds of beer events and things like that.
Okay.
Tastings, trying to get rid of it. We had parties at first, but that got a little crazy. So we started, I started doing the tastings and getting rid of the beer. So, there was a lot of questions, obviously, from people at the tastings, like, when are you going to open a brewery and stuff like that? So I really did start to think about it, and, was friends with Larry Bloom at Zoom Beer and spoke to him and said, hey man, I'm really considering opening a brewery. And his first recommendation to me was don't open a brewery. But nonetheless, I proceeded. So he offered up some space there. So I started down the road of alternating proprietorship, filled out all the paperwork with the TTB. And what that does is it allows me to own a brewery. So I own it. I have the license, all the beers brewed by me. I distribute it. It's my business. Mm-hmm. But it's a shared space. So I basically rent space inside of a brewery to do it.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
So I have some limitations there. I don't have my own refrigerators and stuff, but I have a nice big system with glycol and all that. So basically, the day I can beer, I run out and distribute it all.
Oh, wow.
So that we got to sit on the floor.
Super fresh stuff then going out.
It is as fresh as it gets, man.
So when did you sign that, or like when did you get that space versus the home brewing and setting, or when did you make that change? Like how long ago?
So I was home brewing up until June of 2019. That's about when I got the go ahead from the state to go start brewing. So Then I started brewing on the big system, and we've been doing that ever since.
That's awesome. So I'm drinking the hazy, and you have the double IPA. Do you have like a flagship or style that you're kind of doing, or that you guys are wanting to be known for? Like as you're, or is it still kind of finding your voice a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. I would say we're known for hazy IPAs and for our malt shake, which is similar to a milkshake without lactose in it. We brew typically some form of a hazy IPA every month. So I do 2 to 3 batches a month, and there's always a hazy IPA in there because that's a hot item. That's what folks want to buy, and that's kind of what I'm limited to right now.
Okay.
I've done a Pilsner. I've done a couple of stouts. They've been received pretty well, but we're kind of on the hazy train right now.
Nice. So how is how has been getting the beer out now that we're kind of in the lockdown and stay at home? Are you like hand delivering stuff to people, or are you just still going to the like bars and or places like that, the distributor locations?
Well, I do self distro. So I have a self-distro license. So I literally pack up all the beer in the truck and just go drop it off at my retail spots, which I have about 40 or 50 of them right now. Mm-hmm. That we kind of cycle through as they burn up their supply, they call me up for more. We've really been focusing on Lake County and McHenry County, but we have some spots down south too, in Woodridge and in those areas.
Are you able to currently, like in this world, deliver just to someone's house if they called you up and were like, hey, I want to order, I want to get
a couple. I know that's what a lot of folks are doing, but I don't have a retail license, so I don't think I can do that. I think that the people who have retail license, so who have tap rooms, are able to do that. I don't have a tap room. So until like
it's a pandemic, man.
There's no rules, right?
There's no rules.
That's
the old world, man.
We can dancing do dogs sleeping together. Yeah, it's crazy.
Because I know I was in like a Twitter thread or like with Jonathan Carruthers, and he was mentioning Lake Effect, and so they're sort of doing some of that self-distributing. I wasn't like clear on what Clint is doing over there,
but see, they have a retail license. Clint has a retail license. Some people can walk in there and buy bottles from him. He doesn't have a tap room, at least he didn't last time I was down there, but they have like a fridge. You walk in and grab your bottles and you can buy them to go.
Until I
get a retail license, which is quite expensive in the city of Waukegan and not really worthwhile for me right now, because I sell all my beer. Okay. So I don't really have anything sitting where people could even come and get it.
Mm-hmm. So it's probably pretty nice in this situation that you're renting the space. You can kind of brew as you see fit right now, because this isn't your full-time thing at the moment, right?
No. Yeah, I'm, like I told you before we jumped out, I'm in the elevator business, so I have a day job that I have to keep up with. So brewing right now is a few nights a month, really. We get to brew, and then it's all upkeep, dry hopping, cleanup, things like that. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I brew it, like, I'm ready to go. I've already spoken to most of my retailers, and all the beer spoken for, like, the day I'm canning it.
That's pretty, well, that's, yeah. Man.
Yeah, that's impressive stuff, man.
I got very, very fortunate with the beer business for myself coming into this pandemic. It, who knew what was going to happen, right? But it got, at least for me, it's all sold, and hopefully the next round will all be sold too. Mm-hmm. when it comes around.
Yeah, have you seen is it too early to tell, like, a change for you right now?
Yeah, I don't have anything to put out there right now, but what I'm hearing is that retail sales are up like 30%. Uh-huh. So it tells me that anyone who has beer to sell in retail, if they want to sell it, it'll get sold.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it seems like anyone who's trying to sell, like, who has kegs, like some of the tap room places, they're like, we got to get rid of these kegs. Like,
yeah, you know, I should qualify that by saying not draft. Yeah. So canned beer or bottled beer, that's selling right now. Mm-hmm.
Nick, are you picking up more beer as a result of?
It's tough, man, because you start to, I used to say to myself, hey, you know, hey, I have this beer website, we do this podcast, so, you know, I have to drink. You know, I'm talking to brewers all the time, I have to drink. And then, you know, everything else kind of slowed down and the drinking went up. So I'm like, you know, I don't know if I want to admit how much more we're drinking now.
But I wonder, has it gone up for everyone, or everyone's just more conscious of it because they're not going anywhere? Like, you went out and you had like a few beers, and then you're like, oh, I don't know, now I'm at home and I had one before bed. So
I don't know, man, because, like, you know, I was talking about this the other day, because you're at a bar with a cocktail, right? And you're like, man, I gotta chill out, you know, I don't live around here, I gotta get back home. But if you're at home, you're getting loose.
Like, the free for all.
You are gonna get loose, man. You know, you were talking about your day job, man, and it's impressive how some of these crews, like, I think we were talking to the Black Horizon crew, they're down in like Willowbrook or something, and they're like, yeah, we're network engineers, you know, like we still have this other profession that we're working on. And I'm just kind of insanely jealous that you're able to do like a day gig and then still have, you know, have the energy to really kick off this Black Lung project as well. Oh, but the name Black Lung, man, like, yeah. What's that about? Like, where'd that come from?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I get that quite often, actually. And it's a little bit strategic. It's an odd name, and I kind of hope people would ask about it because it allows me to tell a good story. So my grandfather and my grandmother are from Appalachia. So grandpa's from Kentucky, RJ, Kentucky, and my grandma's from Chapmanville, West Virginia. And my grandfather, after World War II, he went to work in the coal mines of Kentucky down by where he lived. And it was kind of against his dad's wishes. He had a big family, but his dad told them all they weren't allowed to work in the coal mines because a lot of people died. The death rate was really high. So my grandfather was actually working, and there was a cave-in, and it almost killed him, but he got out. When he went back in to the cave, his foreman handed him another shovel and just said, hey, Willie, get back to work. And he's like, nah, I'm good. I'm all done. My dad was right. I'm out of here. So he went home and tried to rethink things, and his sisters were visiting. They had already moved to North Chicago, Illinois. Right. And they said, you know, why don't you come back to Chicago with us and get a job at one of the factories? So he did. And it's just kind of crazy to me when I was thinking of all this. There's a song by Joe Bonamassa called Black Lung Heartache. And my wife heard the song while we were trying to figure out the name of our brewery. And she called me up, and we were going through all these names, rifling through Grays Lake Brewing and Barron Boulevard Brewing, and just names that didn't really mean anything to us, mm-hmm. except for that's where we were. And she said, you got to listen to this song. it reminds me of that story your grandpa told you. I think this is the name of the brewery. So I listened to the song, and it's kind of about an old timer and going through life, and who's going to tend to his farm when he's gone, and who's going to take care of his kids. And it reminded me of my grandfather. So that's how we came up with the name. And the reason I said where they both came from is my grandfather met my grandmother at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois.
Oh, wow.
So the two are from Appalachia, but they met here and they had a huge family. And that cave-in is the reason I'm here today. So it's a family story, and that's kind of what the brewery's based on. All of our beer names, everything we do, it's some kind of a family story or a trip we took, or Local J is Local Juice. It's kind of an homage to a local band, Local H, that's from Zion, Illinois.
Oh,
so
yeah,
okay. we try to mold the story for the name of the brewery, kind of shaped the naming of all the beers. It's just like stories from the family or from friends.
That's awesome. I don't know. I feel like when you have like a good story, I guess, with your brand and everything, it just like gets people to connect more with it. That's cool.
That's true. And I dig that. That is cool.
I'm shocked. Like Black Lung, it's a thing people know. I'm surprised it wasn't already a name, and like a brewery name. Like, so that's,
you know, I did look it up, and you know, I was a little like bummed because there's a beer in Australia called Black Lung. It's like a stout, but it's Australia. So I figured I was good to go.
Okay.
I got it copyrighted and all that stuff. So I think I'm all right.
That's cool. Yeah. Man. So what kind of, like, when you mentioned like you re-got into the craft beer scene. So were you in it in that like 90s wave? I often hear some people talk about that, like 90s craft beer wave.
I'm 30. Yeah. I'm 38, so no.
Okay, all right. Okay, yeah, me either, so I know it exists.
I look really old, and I've got a lot of gray hair. I also have four kids, so yeah, I have a lot of gray hair. I had my first craft beer at Mickey Finn's in Libertyville when I was 21. It was their Wee Heavy, and it blew my mind. I mean, I actually had two of them, so I had to get a ride home. It was 8% beer. Oh my God. It was like the biggest beer I'd ever had. You know, that didn't exist back then. And, so that put me on a journey, you know, through the Sam Adams and things like that, that were out back then in 2001 and all that, that you could find. IPA was just coming out by Goose. But for a long time after that, I kind of dropped off. It wasn't important to me at the time. Okay. My palate wasn't really there yet to drink that all the time. And I was poor because I was in my 20s. So I went back to macro stuff, and I was drinking a lot of Miller Lite and playing in bands and things like that. So you couldn't really get beer like that in a lot of the bars I played in. So, but when I started traveling for work and I was back in all the breweries, man, I fell back in love with it and wanted the beer and to be in breweries and smell that the rest of my life. So I started working on the dream.
That's awesome. I love hearing people's like their beers that got them into craft beer. And Wee Heavy is a new one. I don't know. It's like, that's awesome. Like, I often hear like some big IPA or something, or like some dank hop thing. It's like, I didn't know beer could taste like this. So
I feel that, man. Yeah, that's what got me back in like that second round. I think I came home from a trip and I had tried Zombie Dust.
Okay.
And I was just like, holy crap, I need to get some of this. So I went to the store and they're like, yeah, you're not going to get that. I was like, what the heck, man? Where's it at? Don't you have any? And guy's like, you got to come back on Thursday at 6 o'clock or some crap like that. So I got my hands on some, but back then it was like, it's like trying to get Hop Butcher like 2 years ago. He couldn't get it, you know?
Nick's always drinking it, so I don't know what he's doing.
Issues, man, you know? Just got issues.
So what's the beer scene look like in McHenry County and up north like that? Like, we often we'll make it up there sometimes. I know Nick was up in like Crystal Lake a few months ago now, probably almost a year now, but we don't often make it that far. Like, how's it compared to the city, or do you make it down into the city that often to get beer to folks?
it's kind of funny. I'm in Lake County, but I'm right next to McHenry, so I get over there quite a bit too. Excuse me. That beer's tasting good. Up here we've got a really great brewery scene. We've got Zoom Beer, Only Child, Harbor's a new one. We got Roaring Tables in Lake County. Phase 3's in Lake County. So there's a lot of competition up here, a lot of good breweries. We've obviously got Mickey Finn's and Tighthead. So there's a lot going on up in this area. And a lot to aspire to. I live literally 1 mile from Light the Lamp Brewery, where my cousin is the brewer, Dan Ray.
Oh, no kidding. That's in Grays Lake, man. They just won a medal for their light beer.
They got it, yeah, for Light It. They got a silver at GABF.
Yeah, I think it was GABF.
Yeah, GABF. You're right. Yep. I started to say it and then thought I was wrong. it's funny because I was out there with him when he got that medal, man. He was cheesing ear to ear. So we were walking around. I started taking pictures of him on escalators with his medal. He's like, knock it off. Yeah, we had a good time. But, so the scene is it's solid. There's a lot of great beer getting made up here. Not so much distribution. Zoom Beer distributes a little bit. Obviously, Tighthead's a huge distributor. Mm-hmm. They're all over the place. And then my distribution, I've really kind of try to tighten up to Lake County and McHenry County because people really know who we are up here.
Okay.
But I try to get into Chicago a little bit, Capone's and Beermiscuous, but not too much just because I don't really got enough beer to supply it. So just kind of keep it up in this area. And I'm not as well known down there yet. Hopefully soon.
Like, it kind of makes sense too because, like, you know, for a long time, growing, you talk about early 90s, and I came in a little after that, but we'd always go to Wisconsin, right? Because you can only get certain beers up in Wisconsin, starting with New Glarus, right? They just don't come down here at all. But instead of going all the way to Wisconsin, you know, that little pocket you just named with all those breweries, it's such a fun excursion, man. You know, whether it's Crystal Lake or Lake Zurich or even North Lake County, you know, you go up there, you hit 3 or 4 breweries, and it's like a closer version of exploration, which is kind of cool.
Like, yeah, there's a good trail if you're going. So I work in Milwaukee, actually, for my day job, and I get up there more often to, like, Venture and Eagle Park than I get to Chicago these days. But I do still get down to, like, Microphone. I stopped at Unane when I was out delivering last month. I stopped at Unane on the way home, had a couple of beers. So I get around a little bit. I still go to a lot of breweries.
Yeah, who are you? Like, when you're not drinking your stuff, who are you ending up going to, or I guess drinking more of these days, like, or inspired by, even, like, you're doing some hazy stuff? Is Phase 3 like something you're often checking out there?
I buy some Phase 3 beers. Honestly, I buy Venture beers, Venture Brewing up in Milwaukee.
Oh, I don't know.
Those guys are dialed in on hazies. They're great. And then Zoom Beer, Larry crushes hazies. Besides those two, I could probably tell you, it's a good question. Phase 3 obviously has great beer. I drink their beer. And locally, Light the Lamp's really been coming on hard with hazies. They don't really can a lot of them. They've only canned a couple of times now.
Yeah, I feel like I've had Light the Lamp maybe once at, like, some sort of event, but I've heard the name, but I don't think I've had really anything. I don't know.
Yeah, those great guys, great beer, great restaurant. I mean, they got really top-notch food. You can't find anything like that anywhere else in Lake County.
Oh, man.
Yeah, all-star kitchen.
That's haven't been to a restaurant in like a month, so that's sounded pretty good.
Well, they're like everybody else right now. They're doing everything to go, and they're delivering and all that. So we got the $5 burgers last night, and we were crushing those. Oh, my son, me, myself, and my wife. The rest of them just eat chicken strips. You
know? Okay. Nothing wrong with that. Nice. Nick, but you haven't been to the new Phase 3, but you've been up that way for Only Child, right? Haven't?
Yeah. You know, Only Child is right off 90. It's right by Great America, basically.
Yep.
And then after that, you're pretty much in. Wait, is so? Are you north of Great America as well?
I am. I'm basically straight west. So I live in Grays Lake. The brewery is in Waukegan. So for the brewery, we're like maybe a couple of miles from Only Child, southeast of Only Child. Just off the highway, but east.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're over that way, then you'd go like Only Child and then like Bluff and Black Lung. That's like a pocket of breweries.
Yeah. Like you got, it goes in this, it's Lake Bluff, Zoom Beer, and then Only Child right there, right off the highway, all of them.
Okay. That's cool.
So you mentioned some stuff you got coming out. You got a new malt beer. Wait, I forgot the name that you're calling this already.
I just made up the name, okay, because there's so many milkshakes out there, and I don't want to confuse people. Like, I don't put lactose in any of my beer. So I've got what we affectionately call a malt shake. I think I called it that once, like, goofing around, and my buddy said, yeah, stick with that. That's good. Yeah. Call it that. So I did. But we got Solidarity coming out. It's a beer that I brewed, kind of conceived of the name and the concept with all of this stuff when it started going on, and brewed it and just got the artwork today and sent out the labels. So happy with them. I'm so excited. I can't wait to show that to everybody. But yeah, it's a Citra Nelson and Mosaic hops malt shake IPA with strawberry and Madagascar bourbon vanilla beans.
Oh, so wow.
It's
okay.
Going to be busy. Very busy. Very solid body. And there's some sweetness in there from the maltodextrin. So I use maltodextrin basically in place of lactose, and it gives it that body. But it actually lets the beer dry out a little bit, so it's not such a sugar bomb.
Oh, okay.
Which is good for me, because I don't really care too much for super sweet beers.
I agree with that. Yeah, like some of the, they're fun to try, like those milkshake ones. Like, I know, what's the place? Short Fuse. They have like a milkshake series, and like, mm-hmm. I will try them, but they're always not my favorite. They're fun to try. Like, they're pastry stouts idea. Like, I want to try this s'more beer, but I don't want that beer.
It's like, here, share this with me because I want to try it, but I don't want to finish.
Right.
It.
So I like,
I don't have a glyco rush and have to go get a like an insulin shot later.
Yeah, so I like this malt shake idea. Uh-huh.
So just think milkshake, but less sweetness and pretty much same body.
Yeah.
So now are you?
I knew where I was going. You have to go for it.
I was going to ask. I was looking because I met Larry a couple times from Zoom Beer, and I want to say he mentioned that you guys are brewing. Are you guys brewing in that old Italian restaurant? Right, it was called like Fiammico, and this had to be like 8 years ago. But is that the place?
Larry was doing like back then. He was doing like Myths and Legends and Urban Legend or whatever. He was a part of that before it moved to Westmont. Then he branched off after his partner left, and he started Zoom Beer, and he's in it's in like a business or a commercial district. It's Monroe and LeBaron, so it's kind of by Park City, kind of by Route 41 in Washington area.
Okay,
definitely not a restaurant. It's a little tiny warehouse. I think they might have used to like work on cars in there or something.
Okay.
Was the restaurant, Nick? Was that the?
Urban? No, I did a story on the restaurant, and that's the last time I've been to Waukegan. Oh. I did a story at a restaurant called Fiammico, and it was this Italian joint, and I could have swore Larry's like, yeah, I'm in Waukegan. I thought he was occupying that building, but you know, that was 8 years ago. Man.
There's more than one building in Waukegan.
Yeah, man. We got 100,000 people in Waukegan, man. We're not a small town. There's a lot of buildings.
He's like, man, don't be confusing us with that one building, man. This is a real city, man.
Yeah, we're banging, man. We got pizza. We got nightlife. We got three breweries in Waukegan.
No kidding.
Yeah, myself, where I also occupy a Zoom Beer, but Zoom Beer, and then downtown we got Mike Hathaway's place, Pandemonium Brewing.
Pandemonium. Oh, really? So I don't even know them. Hey, look at this. We are.
Night shade and dark, man. That guy's got like 20 beers on draft all the time. It's crazy.
Pandemonium.
Well, you can't get them right now, but what's that?
Pandemonium.
No, that was Pandemonium. I'm still soaking it all in.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Look at all we're learning about, and we don't even get to go anywhere.
You guys got to come up north a little bit, man. I've been trying to you know get some attention up here for everybody, but you know we get enough attention. Everybody does really well, and my beer sells really good, so we don't complain at all. But yeah, Larry affectionately calls it Beer Siberia because nobody talks about it.
We joke about going to places, and now that you can't go anywhere, it's sort of an unfortunate joke. It's like, oh, yeah, I'd like to want to check all these
and
out.
It's it does, man. It sucks because, and then like, you know, I think we said this last week, man, like how cool would it be to have a space in the burbs right now, you know, with a backyard and some fucking square footage. Like, how cool would that be? Like, I'm in an apartment. It's not the greatest. It's not the greatest setup, you know, for a month in a row, you know.
You said that on the last show because I listened. And, when you said it, I was like, yeah, that would suck. Yeah. I got a half an acre, so don't feel sorry. Oh. Nobody feel sorry for us. We're good.
We
got a half an acre, and we've got Instacart, and we've got food delivery, so we're set for the zombie apocalypse that's upon us.
I know, I'm not. I was just jealous of Sherry and Jerome's like duplex, like going upstairs. Like, that sounds like amazing. I got four rooms here. That's all I got.
This shit, man. You know, Toronto, man. Toronto extended their SIP to June 30th.
Really? Okay.
And Dallas, Texas extended theirs to May 30th. So
yeah,
we got some time. So actually, stuff like this, it's helpful. You know, we're talking about other cities. We're talking about brews you don't know. You know, this is helpful because there's no like quick end to this. This is going to be here for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not going anywhere, man. And I travel up to Wisconsin, and I have 22 guys that work for me, and all of them were asking me what was happening down here because Wisconsin was like 2 days behind Illinois and everything. So it was like knowing the future if you were up in Wisconsin. Like, watch Illinois because we're going to do it 2 days later. And it's exactly what happened. It was pretty wild as it was all happening.
But what?
And I honestly didn't know, do I leave my house? Am I essential? I don't really feel essential. But you know, the company reached out to everybody and said, yes, you're essential. You have to be at work. Mm-hmm. Elevators are essential. So we're all working.
Now you got the logo behind you, and you got the chalkboard. But then you also got a nice red and black award of some sort, man. Can you
Chicago
talk about
Beer
that?
Society?
Well, I just hung that there because it's blocking this thing that I don't see. So I got this old, originally for the TVs. I ran HDMIs and had them in the wall, and my cord was too long, didn't work or something. So I just covered up with this award that I got from Spooky Brew, which it was for my stout. It was a third place award for your What Hurts.
Oh, right.
The base beer. I actually got a gold for that beer in Winter Brew 2 years ago for your What Hurts bourbon barrel aged version. So we brewed it. It was one of the first beers I brewed in the big system, put it out in cans.
Uh-huh.
I think you can still get them in Libertyville. They still got a few cans left, but that's about it. We'll brew it again real soon. We're coming out of stout season right now, so I don't know. We'll brew it. We'll brew it again.
No such thing. No such thing as stout season, man. Stouts
well,
all the time.
We brew like three times a month, Nick, so got to really watch what I put out there. Stouts seem to sit on the shelf a lot longer than IPAs do.
That's true, yeah. Well, yeah, even though you can't make it to a lot of places, I do hope a lot of people are like picking up new beer at the store and like trying things that they're like, oh, well, I can't go give this a taste. I'll pick up a 4-pack or a 6-pack. So like, that's something I've always done and really liked enjoying. So I hopefully more people are doing that and, you know, looking for things like your brewery or other new breweries that they haven't heard of. So it's really cool.
Yeah. We Instagram a lot. And we're always encouraging everyone to try out all the other breweries and go pick up howlers and growlers. And, you know, I'm affected in that I'm good friends with everybody up here. You know, like, I'm friends with Ben at Only Child, and Dan's my cousin over at Light the Lamp. Obviously, I'm tied really close to Larry. So we're doing all we can to kind of keep people engaged and stirred up. We're doing our own like live toasts and stuff a couple nights a week, just to engage folks. And I have my homebrew buddies on, and we talk about the local beers that we're drinking and stuff like that. So we're just trying to stir up a little activity and hopefully steer some traffic to the retailers that we service, and then to our friends who have breweries that they're trying to keep open.
Yeah. So what are the main spots that people can find your beer at if they're looking for it?
So probably the main spots are in Lake County are going to be Antioch Fine Wine and Liquor and Beer Bazaar.
Okay.
Those guys buy a ton of my beer, and they move through it pretty well.
That's awesome.
And then we're also we're also at Gold Eagle in Libertyville, and Oak Trail Spirits down there in Mundelein.
Okay.
And then if you go a little south towards Woodridge, we're in Leo's in Woodridge, and near there, Prestige. There's a lot. So you can actually go to www.blacklungbrewing.com. And I've got a list of retailers on there.
Cool. And I know you mentioned Beer Miscuous here in the city. So I know they're,
we've had beer there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what
we've had beer there before, but we're more at Beer Miscuous in Highwood than we are in the city.
Oh, okay. That's right. I forget those two locations.
We have had beer in the city at Beer Miscuous, but they haven't taken a delivery in quite a while.
Yeah, the Highwood location, man. It's right by, right around the corner from Ballast Point.
Yeah, Kings and Convicts. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Come on, man. That's Kelly and Javier, and I know all those people. Those are good people. They're excited about Ballast Point, man. They've been going out there for some training and stuff like that, so they're excited.
Constellation Brands probably upset now because they can't even brew, or they're not Heineken, but yeah, or they are Heineken, but Corona is a different brand, and now you can't even brew that. And oh man, what a crazy world! All that.
Had to change that name.
Yeah.
Just call it Crown.
Crown
beer.
Oh, Crown. Yeah, everyone. They should just crowdsource a new name for their beer. That should be the plan here.
It's kind of rough, man, because that's a great beer, man. I've drank a lot of Corona in my life.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what you guys are talking about, man. If I had some Coronas here, man, the little bitty ones. I think Brad brought the little bitty ones in one time, the Coronitas. This is game on, man. That shit was fun, man.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm more of a Dos Equis guy these times. These days, but I love me some Corona.
Well, awesome. Josh, thanks for like joining us and jumping on this stay at home podcast for us. It's, our podcast is based around like events and what's happening in the local beer scene. So it's definitely been a change for us. So I love that we can get people on to talk about that. You know, it may have been hard for you to come out to us or us to come out to you. So doing these virtual is like pretty great to expand that a little bit. So appreciate
This is a lot of fun, guys. Thanks for having me on. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say, in case during this whole thing, if you heard stomping or screaming, that's my wife trying to wrangle our four children, the queen of Black Lung Brewing and the namer of the company. Nice. So she's got them on lockdown up there.
And you mentioned the website, and you said you do a lot of Instagrams. Is that all Black Lung, yeah, on all things?
Yeah, it's blacklungbrewing.com, at blacklungbrewing on Instagram and Facebook, and then I think I'm at blacklungbeer on Twitter.
Nice.
So I just followed you on Twitter recently, actually, so you can find me. Yes.
And how about you, Nick, if people want to see you enjoying your Manhattans at, 1 p.m., where can they tune in?
Right on, man. Happy hour starts at 4.
Oh, 4.
I'm on Twitter at Nicole.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass, we've been trying to keep up with stuff, but Chicago Beer Pass, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all those places. And new episodes we're trying to put out every week. So hopefully keep these going and talk to some other people in areas we don't get to and learn about the scene outside of Chicago. It's pretty awesome to see everyone making great beer. And this local J is fantastic. I like the bite in it, like it has like a nice heat as it's, it's warmed up a bit as I was sitting here sipping on it, but it has like a nice heat like bite to it, so I like that. It's cool, digging the stuff. I got it.
A lot of damn hops in that beer.
Yeah. Mm. So we'll be back soon with another episode. Take care.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.